All numbers in Scripture are important. But for me today, there are four numbers which are significant. 0, 1, 2, and 3. With 0 as our starting place. I was told when I was a boy that I would always be a 0 and nothing more than 0. You know, at first I was so wounded about those words that I acted within the expectations of the one who told me that. I worked to live up to the potential of 0. Or maybe that's I worked to live down to the potential of 0. But here in the last 18 years, the Lord has opened my eyes to see the value of 0 from His perspective. If we were to add up all the numbers to infinity, positive and negative, the final sum would be 0. Now that may not make any sense to you, but here's the idea. For every positive number, there's a negative number. So if you add a positive 1 to a negative 1, the sum is 0. And if you add any and all corresponding positive and negative numbers together, their sum would always be 0. 0 is a somewhere and is a very important place on God's number line. Get this now. 0 is not nil. Nil represents the idea of empty set. It is just empty. But 0? Now that is important and is at the center of the basic number line. On a graph, we can plot 0. But we can't plot nil, which is just void. Genesis 1 verse 2 uses the word void, meaning an empty state and vacuum, which is different than 0. Within the Lord are all the numbers, including 0, for He Himself is the personification of everything righteous. Jesus humbled Himself to 0 on Calvary and was resurrected from the dead as the glorious everything. He is the sum of all things spiritual. According to Scripture, God has formed all things, made all things, understands all things. His name is exalted above all things. All things serve Him in the end. He is the all in all, and He has put all things under His feet. He is God of everything. The Father has given all things into the hands of the Son. And one day, Jesus will come again, and He will tell us all things. Romans says He will graciously give us all things, and from Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. He is everything, and that includes 0. So seeing as how we've grasped that concept, we need to reposition ourselves to a God perspective and see 0 as some place other than no place. From God's view of things, 0 isn't nothing. It is absolutely a something. It isn't nowhere. It is totally somewhere. See 0 as a starting place, not a nowhere place. 0 is where we begin all our strong foundations in the sense that when life seems to have burned your dreams to the ground and there's nothing left but ashes, when all that we are has been reduced to nothing better than a rotten rag, it's a great time and place to start a new foundation. When we're down to rock bottom, it is the best season to pour new footings for a better house. I've maintained for a while that Jesus is real easy to find when we're at the end of our rope. 0. He was there all along, just waiting on us to let go of all our own effort to make life work. We tend to count and value definite things and 0 as no things, but God's idea of 0 is so much larger than we understand. Imagine your world as the zero place. Grasp all you know and see as like standing on the surface of the ocean, and that reflected surface was all you saw and knew. Imagine your position like standing at zero. Far above, far beneath, and beyond that reflected surface, though, is a massive world of seemingly endless possibilities. It is real and exists in a realm greater than our sense of time and place, more than zero. Romans 3 verse 10 says that none, not one, is righteous. That is a zero state where the intervention of God is necessary to rise above unrighteousness. Yet often we reason our way out of owning a very powerful position of zero. Sarah's womb was empty and needed God to make something from zero. In my own life, without Christ, I was zero, and without God's intervention, we are all lost, every single one of us. But thank God that He sent His only begotten Son to save us. Some people say Catholicism set the tone for many things. Then along came Protestantism, which claimed to be different. But really, the way church is done today, not much has changed except the labels. To be in ministry the right way, we have to think like a servant, which means right ministry is done by a steward, not an owner. And real godly leadership has been to a zero state where repentance and freedom are real. If we truly believe God guides our steps and He's the only one who defines us, then what's with the mask we devise to hide our zero state? I think many of us believe we are at a place of zero, but what we think we've got and what we've really got are different. It reminds me of a fellow I met at jail who said he was not feeling guilty for his crime because he had been forgiven. Mind you, he had been seducing teenagers online and traveling long distances to be intimately involved with them for quite some time before he finally got caught. He had only been in jail for 6 months, but he said he didn't feel bad about his crime because God had forgiven him and he had forgiven himself, so he was all good. His words. No sorrow for his sin, no zero state, no repentance. He was all good, though. As was mentioned earlier, zero is not nowhere. It is somewhere. It isn't nil, but actually occupies a very important place on God's number line. When our lives have become demolished, reduced to rubble, and we are at rock bottom, zero, it is a great place to pour footings and begin a new foundation with the Lord. What do you think? And thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.